Dante, were you pleased with the progress the defense made last week against the Buccaneers?
Obviously, when you see progress like that, you're happy to see it. We came a short way, but we got a longer way to go. You know, the season's a lot longer. Obviously, there was things that we liked and things that we didn't like. But end of the day, that's football. But just hopefully going to build on from last week.
Dante, we saw you a little bit more back in the middle of the defense last week. Do you like one spot over the other? You obviously played a lot on the edge as well, but do you have a preference on where you'd like to be more often?
I think that playing and being able to play in multiple spots, it helps us. And I think I like it the most because it makes the quarterback, the coordinator, makes them think, you know what coverage or what we're doing. It puts us in different situations where we're able to force people's hands sometimes, and the more you can do around here, and the more confusing we can get with veteran quarterbacks and good offensive coordinators, the better it is around here.
I know you can communicate on the edge, but does more of that fall on your shoulders when you are off the line in the middle?
I think communication is on me either whether I'm on the ball or not, but it's definitely a lot easier. Being in the middle, being on the edge, kind of on an island. This last week was great, whether on the ball and off the ball. In the linebacker room with, me, KV, Flowers, David, and E-Rob, I think we've done a good job as far as trying to grow the front seven and the back end as far as communication goes and how we go about that. And, that helped last week, so hopefully we'll just continue to build on that. And, half the time it was, us, missing line and was communication. So if we can nip that in the bud and stop ourselves from shooting ourselves in the foot, that'll be the big
win. You might be surprised at how long that communication process takes, or do you just say it takes this long for it to get better?
It's different, every year with the different players and who we're playing and all that other stuff goes. But, it starts as early as training camp and all that stuff, and it's easier when you have all the guys on the same page, and we got that now. Malcolm and Trey and Branch do a good job with the front, and me, KV, and E-Rob in the second level, and then Devin, Du, and Chung in the back end. So we have our communicators, and we're starting to evolve. It took a little bit longer than we'd like, but hopefully we'll grasp that, and we'll keep moving in the right direction and keep building and be a better and stronger defense each week.
Watching last week, it just looked like guys were playing a lot faster. Was there talk amongst you guys, hey, look, communication, confusion, whatever, just do it fast. Let's start doing it fast.
I think that was a big part of, what was going on. I think that game plan-wise, Matty P and Bill did a great job as far as that. And, as far as just the communicators, guys taking charge and taking leadership, whether it be me or Dev or KV or Trey, whoever it was. Or is just getting people calm and just playing our defense and our style, and last week it was a lot faster and a lot more aggressive. So if we were able to communicate and talk and get all that stuff out of the way, we were able to play faster. But it shouldn't have to come to that. It should be that every play. So like I said, we're building. Hopefully it's a little later than we'd like to, but no time like the present.
Dante, what's it been like working with David Harris? And although he hasn't played a lot to this point, what has he added or contributed in that linebacker room?
A lot of knowledge. When I first came into the league, I watched a lot of him and a lot of Mayo before. And then, whenever I got here and still, learning from Mayo, we've seen David twice a year. So, we always, seen film on him. So it's good to, sit down with him. And, we sat down today and we talked a lot about football. It's just great knowing and seeing from a different perspective from a guy who knows and seen so much and has played great football. One of the best linebackers who's played in the past couple of years. His production's always been there, but he's added so much, just knowledge and a different perspective as far as that defense goes in their front seven.
There are a couple guys in that locker room who say that he could be a good coach down the road, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, whatever, down the road. He could be a coach in the National Football League.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm not saying just linebacker coach. I'm saying like defensive coordinator type stuff. He's a, I mean, that's coming from two different organizations. You know, back whenever he was at the Jets, I mean, guys know that there's one thing about David is he's a real smart linebacker. And I think that, you know, guys here seen that real quick and appreciate it. And he's helped, you know, that other wave of guys who's coming in, you know, so for him to come in and learn the playbook as well as he's had and, you know, to still help, you know, the younger guys, you know, like E-Rob and the second and third year guys in the secondary and stuff. So it really helps to have that extra bag of leadership, you know, in the back end.
How physical is just this Jets team with their running game going, as they seem to get more yards after the catch, after the first hit than most teams do?
They're just all around. They have a lot of they have good playmakers, and they do a good job of, you know, putting those guys in situations, whether it's Powell or Forte or McGuire even. You know, sometimes you see them, those big runs, it's just, you know, sometimes they don't get touched or it's a make one guy miss type of thing. And, you know, they just do a good job of that, you know, whether it's Curse, you know, over the middle or whatever it is, they just do a good job of breaking tackles and getting the ball north and south.
Follow up on David, and maybe in comparison to Jerod, in a sense, toward the end of Jerod's career, for a guy who's been as productive and has played as much as he has, and not to be playing as much, but still taking younger guys under his wing, trying to impart what he knows to those young players and help them get better, which could, in fact, keep him off the field. What does it say about a guy?
I think that says a lot about him, you know, not just as a football player, but as a person as well. I mean, this is guys have. You can take it as, you know, him, a younger guy trying to take, you know, food out of his kid's mouth or whatever. But, you know, David doesn't see it as that. You know, he's taking it as a Patriot. But, you know, he's taking for what it is and what it's worth. I mean, it's a long season. You never know what's going to happen or when his number is going to be called. And one thing's for certain, you know, whenever his number is called, you know, David's going to be ready. It's not going to be, you know, can he still do it or is he capable of doing it? I mean, he's everything's there. So. He's definitely keeping a positive mindset, and I know myself and a lot of the younger guys appreciate, you know, what he does and what he brings to this team.
Dante, obviously missed a little bit of time earlier in the season. Got two games back now under your belt. Do you feel like you're where you'd like to be, just in terms of conditioning? No.
Nah. I mean, just missing time like that, and it's just time that I'm not going to get back. Times that I miss on the field with my teammates, that chemistry that I missed, but my experience in the defense, you know, helps me a little bit more than most. But you know, every rep that I can get, whether it's in there with Wise or Butler or Marsh or just guys that I'm not in there with, you know, I take full advantage of that. And you know, even today watching film, you know, I got the new guys, you know, right around me, so we're all talking and we're communicating and we're trying to progress as a defense. So. It's not a one man thing. We're not dependent on one person or anything like that. So we're only as good as our weakest link. So we're just trying to keep everybody as sharp as we can.
Thank you.
I guess. Thank you.